Broadcasting to the world. Broadcasting to the world. To the world.
Tell me what you want to be when you get older.
Fashion designer.
I want to be a basketball player.
I want to be a best singer.
I want to be a model.
I want to be a songman.
I want to be a singer.
I want to be
an actor. I want to be a model. Yay!
Tell me what you want to be when you get older.
Fashion designer.
I want to be a basketball player.
I want to be a best singer.
I want to be a model.
I want to be a songman.
I want to be a singer.
I want to be an actor.
I want to be a model.
Yay!
Good day and good evening. Well, it must be Sunday, boys and girls, big and small, mommies, daddies, yaya, nana, grandparents, and papa, and just people who just plain care. We want to thank you so much for letting us enter into your home. Or maybe even on your phone, or maybe out in the playground. So this is a very special day because we're having this wonderful topic that we're thrilled that you're going to be able to listen to. So, it is about what could you do? We are getting an echo, boys and girls, and you certainly know what that means. You say one thing and then you hear it coming back. But let's hear from our guest today. Would you like to say hello to the boys and girls?
Yes, you did.
Well, boys and girls, this is a special time, and she's going to be reading a book for us. But let's hear what we didn't hear what her name is.
My name is Denise Delia. And I will be reading McGillicuddy Could.
And I will be reading.
Hello, I didn't hear your name quite again. Tell the boys and girls what it is.
My name is Denise Della, and I will be reading McGillicuddy Could.
Oh, wow, that is going to be real special for them. And kind of what is that going to be about?
That is going to be about Boys and Girls is going to be about, have you ever doubted yourself or felt other people do things better than you? And because you just can't do anything, well, McGillicuddy thought the same thing. And then I would be reading you how he goes about taking care of this.
Well, that is going to be a special treat for them today, because I know, and getting ready for bedtime, it is a very, very, very long things that we have to do, a lot of things that you have to do. You've got to make a long list in order to know which one do you do first and in order to keep that same routine. So we're going to be talking about how we can get someone that is so lively ready for bed, because on the West Coast, you may not quite be ready because it's pretty early. And on the East Coast, the sun is just getting ready to come down. So we would like to be able to have you come into our world, because we're always in your world every Sunday, and having your parents come and sit right next to you, and your Nana, and your Poppy, and your Grandma, and your aunt and uncle, and just a really special, special person that might be your babysitter. It's always there whenever Mom's gone. So thank you so much for letting us come into your life for Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Story, because this is Blake Radio Network. And we come to you every Sunday, bringing you all kinds of wonderful, wonderful treats, and hope that you learn from them. So, Delia, what do you have, any favorite thing that you like to do? Do you have any kids? Do you do a special bedtime routine?
Yes, I sure do. I have three boys, Jalen, Kaylin, and Aiden. And for my youngest one, I especially read books to him, and also, well, he's a little bit older, and he reads to me. And then we have a conversation about what he read to see if he quite understood what was being read to him, or when he was reading himself, did he actually understand it? And once we have that, then it's night-night time, he goes to bed.
Wow, such a long list of things to do. And in order to make sure that you don't miss anything, sometimes you have to make a list, because getting ready for bed, there's a lot of things that you have to be able to do in order to shut your eyes and finally rest them to go to sleep, because you need that energy.
That is so true. Oh, also, boys and girls, I forgot to say that the author of McGillicuddy Could is Pamela Duncan Edwards, and the illustrator would be Sue Porter, and also the publisher would be HarperCollins. We must always give recognition to the person who we're reading the book about.
That is so important. We always have to give recognition for those who help us or those who pave the way. That parent, you always have to thank them so much for what they're going to do. Now, one of the things that your parents will do for you is they will start you off with a bedtime list. Would you love to hear this bedtime list that we always play every Sunday?
Yes, I sure would.
Did
Mommies and daddies and grandmas and poppies are so exhausted with all the things that you have to do in order to make sure you're ready for bed. Now, did you do any of those things when you had to put your children to bed?
Yes, I sure did. I had to sit there and make a couple of lists and then follow it so I wouldn't forget. Because otherwise, I might forget myself. Because while I'm reading the books to my son, I can forget and end up going to sleep myself. So I had to make sure I checked off the list as I was going.
I know that Grandma Buford, she has a lot to do too, and she did that for all of her children, and including her grandchildren, to make sure that they're ready for bed.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Oh, yes, because she called them in, because last week they were out gardening, so I know that she had to call them in to do all kinds of things. Can you imagine if you're gardening, and can you imagine if you're out playing in the playground, what kinds of things you need to do? What do you think?
I would think that you would have to also pay attention to what you're doing, because you don't want to make an oops and fall, and then you have a little owie. But you can have a lot of fun by just running around, playing tag, and just having fun with your friends and family.
So besides getting all of your stuffed toys and your favorite PJs, I know that we had Tony. He always wanted to get his Spider-Man PJs. And then we have Jaden. He wanted to get his Superman. And then we also had Casey, she wanted to get her ballerina pajamas on. So with all of those, do we put PJs on our body after we played?
No, we must take a bath and clean our body.
You are right. And guess what? We have a special song for that. Rubber Ducky by the Center Mark Kids.
Let's hear it.
Okay, here it goes.
Here I am in the bathtub again. I got my soap. I got my Superman scrub brush. I got my loofah. I got my shampoo. I got my washcloth. And I got a big old fluffy towel to dry myself when I get out. But you know what else I got to make bathtub time the best time of my day? I bet you know what it is. I bet you got one too. It's my special pal. Let's think about it now. Rubber ducky, you're the one. You make bath time lots of fun. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of you. Bo-bo-bo-dee-o. Rubber ducky, joy of joy. When I squeeze you, you make noise. Rubber ducky, you're my very best friend. It's true. Every day when I make my way to the tubby, I find a little fella who's cute and yellow and chubby. Rubber dub dubby. Rubber ducky, you're so fine, and I'm lucky that you're mine. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of you. All right, y'all, let's get wet. Here, you are the dirtiest birdie I've ever seen. Come on over here. I gotta wash behind your ears. What do you mean you don't have any ears? I know it's gonna tickle, but I gotta get you nice and clean. Know what I mean? Every day when I make my way to the tubby, Dubby, rubber ducky, you're so fine, and I'm lucky that you're mine. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of. Rubber ducky, I love a whole pond of. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of you. For bed.
Boys and girls, are you ready for bedtime? Did you already start your bath? Did you make sure that it was just the right temperature? Or did you get your water before you even ran the water? I'm sorry, did you get your water before you ran the water? Two things. So what did you do?
Well, it seemed like some of my sons at the time, they were sitting there, and they jumped in the water before. Actually, all the water was filled up for them to get totally in. They were so excited.
That's because you made bath time a fun time instead of, oh, I don't want to get clean.
Yes, you do. You have to make it exciting and make them just can't wait for clean time, bath time.
And when you have that bath, you are ready for bed because now you're relaxed and you're ready for that very special story and you're ready for getting the water that's near or milk that's right next to you and you're ready for that book, that favorite book that you're going to read. And you've already given Nana a hug and kiss and Mommy and Daddy. And you've already talked to them about the day that you had. So it's a very special time.
Yes, it is. Boys and girls, are you ready for that book to be read to you?
Of course, there's one more song to let them know what it is. We could either do the song on... I can do it by myself, or we can listen to the book right now. So whatever do you want to do? Decisions. What do you want to do?
We can can have the song one more time, and then, boys and girls, then you'll be all ready for the book to be read to you before you go to bed. Ah, awesome.
I know that I'm ready.
Me too.
I can do it myself. I can do it myself. I don't need anybody else to help. I can do it myself. Yeah, I can do it myself. I can get myself dressed in the morning, put myself to bed that same night. I can help my mom do the dishes. I can go to sleep without a light. Yeah, I can do it myself. I can do it myself. I don't need anybody else to help. I can do it myself.
But you know what? You're reading the book because sometimes some boys and girls don't feel they can do it by themselves. So are you ready for it?
Yes, I am.
Well, this is a few things that you couldn't do it yourself. So let's hear that. That special story that you have, I think the boys and girls would like to hear it, just in case there are some boys and girls out there that are not quite sure.
Yes, and the name of it, once again, boys and girls, is McGillicuddy Could. Here we go. Are you ready, boys and girls?
Well, I'm ready.
And here we go. What's that coming through the gate? Moo, the cow. Where did it come from? Bah, the sheep. I've never seen anything like it. Cluck, the hen. It's not from around here. That's not for sure. Crow, the rooster. What are you? Asked the cow. Moo. I'm McGillicuddy, said McGillicuddy. I've just moved in. We've never seen a McGillicuddy before, said the cow. Moo! What do McGillicuddies do? Hop, said McGillicuddy. Ah, said the cow. That's all. I make the farmer to drink. Can you make milk? I can try, said McGillicuddy. So McGillicuddy tried, but McGillicuddy couldn't. You can't milk, said the sheep. So what do McGillicuddies do? They jump, said McGillicuddy. Oh, said the sheep. That's all? I grow wool to keep the farmer warm. Can you do that? I can try, said McGillicuddy. So McGillicuddy tried, but McGillicuddy couldn't. You can't make milk, and you can't grow wool, said the hen. So what do McGillicuddies do? They bounce, said McGillicuddy. Oh, said the hen. That's all? I lay eggs for the farmer to eat. Can you do that? Oh, I can try. I can try, said McGillicuddy. So McGillicuddy tried, but McGillicuddy couldn't. You can't make milk. You can't grow wool. And you can't lay eggs, crowded the rooster. So what do McGillicuddies do? They kick, said McGillicuddy. Oh, said the rooster. That's all? I cried, cock-a-doodle-doo, to wake up the farmer in the morning. Can you do that? I can try, said McGillicuddy. So McGillicuddy tried, but McGillicuddy couldn't. I don't think McGillicuddies can do very much, said McGillicuddy, sadly. A-hunting I will go, same as a scary voice. I want a fat duckling for my supper. Oh, quack, the duck. Who can save me from the fox? I can't. Moo, said the cow. I can't. Baa, the sheep. I can't. The hen said. I can't crow, the rooster. But I can shout, McGillicuddy. And McGillicuddy could hop, jump, bounce, kick. Because that's what McGillicuddies do. He is a kangaroo. The end, boys and girls.
Wow. Has that ever happened to you with your kids that they didn't think that they could do anything? What did you do?
Yes, that happened to my son, Aiden. And Aiden can tell you for himself about his math problem.
I'd love to hear that. Hi, Aiden.
I always had problems with algebra.
And
I always had problems with algebra, but I took tutors and figured it out.
Oh,
and
how did you know that you couldn't figure it out? How did you know that you couldn't figure it out, and what did you do when you knew?
I couldn't figure it out because when I tried it, I didn't get it, but now I figured it out with the help of tutors.
So how do you feel now that you are able to figure something out, especially a math problem, algebra?
Because I know how to do it now because I tried doing problems and I got it right.
So that must make you feel awfully good.
And I like algebra now.
Wow. That's a really good, successful story. Thank you for sharing that, Aylin.
You're welcome.
And I bet you there's some other boys and girls,
bye,
too. Bye. And I bet you some other boys and girls feel that way, too.
Yes. You see how Aiden overcome his fears of doing algebra? And with the help of tutors, he just kept on and on and on. He didn't give up. Until finally, now he overcome that field, and he enjoys algebra now.
And I bet you he never thought that would ever happen.
Exactly, exactly. That is so true. And boys and girls, the same thing can happen to you. You can just keep going. You can just keep at it and keep at it. Don't give up and overcome that fear. And next thing you know, it's behind you. And you were able to do it.
All right, and we have another song that talks about that same thing. Couldn't do it. And it is by Lois Lafon. Let's see if this ever happened to you, boys and girls, that you thought you could tie your shoe, but when you did the loop, it just fell apart. Let's hear this. Would you like to hear this?
Yes, I can't wait.
Okay, let's hear the song. Couldn't do it a year ago, but now I can do it, which is very similar to Aiden. He couldn't do it before, but now he can.
Well, I said, you know, even I couldn't run, when I
What happened with Aylin? He couldn't do it before, and he asked for help. He received a tutor, and now he's so smart at it, he can. That's one of his favorite subjects.
Yes, it is. It was algebra. Isn't that wonderful? He just it gave you encouragement to sit there, keep trying and trying until you are able to be able to do whatever it is that you feel that you can't do. And before you know it, you have already was able to do it.
I know, it gives you a lot of confidence, and that's part of the things of growing up. Whether you're a baby and you just learned to crawl, or whether you're a toddler and you just learned to walk and talk, or whether you are just like Casey or Tony and you're so excited that you can do things all by yourself.
Yes. It gives you the confidence, like you said, and then it's before you know it, it's, I can do it, I can do it.
And we know that there's
people. Mm-hmm.
And we know that there's lots of children on who listen to the Blake Radio Network and Aunt Jill's Bedtime Stories who say that same thing that you said with such excitement.
Yes. Yes, it is. You must encourage each other so you'll be able to, I can do it, I can do it, I can do it. Just like the other kids, and like your mommies and daddies and your yayas and your grandpas.
You always feel that way when it's something that you've never done before. You are a little, it's a little scary or a little apprehensive. You don't really want to try it, but you kind of want to do it, and sometimes your friends encourage you to do that.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. But it's exciting at the same time, and it shows. And when you're able to accomplish something like that, you feel that you are a big boy or a big girl.
Definitely. And you definitely know when you're out in the playground, I think that these kinds of things do come up. Don't you think so?
Yes, I do. And then if you're in the playground, if, for instance, you might not know how to tie your shoe that well, your friend might know how to tie your shoe. And they do it for you, and then you watch, and then make the next time, you can show them that you've accomplished on how to tie your own shoe. And you can have fun and celebrate like, yay, she did it or he did it.
Or going down that slide, climbing up all those steps up the ladder, and then what do you do when you get on top? Whoa!
You look down at all your friends, and you're showing them that, oh, I can do it, I did it, I'm going across. I'm not like you said, the monkey bars. Well, on top of the slide, whee! You slide down and you go across with the monkey bars, and next thing you know, you're on the other side of the monkey bars looking at your friends come across just like you did. It is a big accomplishment. Boys and girls.
Definitely. That merry-go-round, getting on there without getting dizzy and without falling off.
Yes, you have to hold on. Woo! As one of your friends are spinning you around, and then you can take turns and they can do that for you. You can do that for them, and you have such a great time in the process of doing that.
Going out to the playground, and for some of the boys and girls out there, they're going to go to summer camp or even day camp because this is the time that they go. School is out and you have so much fun, but it also can be very scary, especially if you have to go to sleepaway camp. So let's hear this book and let's hear the sound of the kids when they're out on the playground. And I know that you had this same sound, and you can hear the kids in the background encouraging you to come and play. Kids are real eager and excited, and some kids are encouraging you. Come on, it's your turn. Go on down the slide. Well, this book is called The Night Before Summer Camp. Have you ever gone to summer camp?
Yes, I have, and my sons have went to summer camp too as well, except for they went to the type of camp they attended was a science camp with their school. They was kind of scared, but once they came back, oh, they just could not stop talking about how much fun and the hiking trips in the woods and seeing some bears and things like that. They had so much fun, and they went to cabins. It was they got a chance to meet other kids from different schools. They loved it. They really loved it. They could not stop talking about how much fun that they had and the learning experience that they had too as well.
I know. They probably were a little hesitating quite a bit. You might have had to nudge them along like, come on, you're going to enjoy it. You're going to make friends.
Yes, I did. They were apprehensive for a little bit, and then once they realized they saw some of their friends, that transition was a lot easier for them to sit there, go away, because they were gone for about a week, and they had so much fun. And then they met other kids, and to this very day, they still keep in contact with them. So it was a learning experience, and then also get a chance to get away. And then they also got a chance to be independent, which is one thing, without their parents looking over their shoulder. So I think that was a wonderful. Yeah, I had to get used to that, you know, but it was something for both of us, but it was a very good learning experience, especially for my son, you know, to get away and to have that independence, which was wonderful for them.
You're right. It is a little scary, too, for mommies and daddies to let their kids go off, whether to go to grandma's house or to go to camp.
Yes, it was. But it's a must.
Okay, what did you say?
It was a must, because it gives your child a chance to grow and get experience that will help them along the way as they get older.
And it's just like when you were in the high chair and you finally get to sit in the big boy and girl seat without sitting in the high chair. So this
yes,
is called...
Yes, it is.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I say yes, it was.
Definitely. This is called The Night Before Summer Camp. Now it's by Natasha Wing, and it's illustrated by Mindy Pierce. And it was published by the Grosset and Dunlap Company. Twas the night before the day camp. Oh, I know, boys and girls, you have a list. And I know your mommy has a list in getting you ready. Twas the night before day camp when at the town park. The counselors were working till well after dark. So you're not the only one that has to get ready. The canoes were mooring by the boat's office chair in hopes that the young paddlers soon would be there. Now the children be missing, all snug in their clothes, pictures of buttons. Dance and sing. But not everyone was happy about going to camp, especially Rick, who was the worry bird champ. Well, in the morning, Mom woke him. Why is it dying, kiddo? But he pulled up the covers. I don't want to go. I don't know anyone there. I'll be gone all day. Can I just go over to Tommy's and play? Camp is one giant playtime, Mom said. So don't you stress. And it's not an overnighter. Okay? I'll try it, I guess. Well, the bus picked him up at the end of the street. Of course, you've got to give Mommy a hug. And drop all the kids with a sign that sleep. There was a whole bunch of children, none that Rick knew. He felt lost and lonely. What do I do? Come join me, the Lions Club, and his counselor, Kim, who today was teaching the kids how to swim. Kick your feet, move your arms, your face in the water. Excellent, Rick! You swim like an otter! For the rest of the morning, the Cubs explored nature trails. They saw butterflies, birds, crawly bugs, snakes, and snails. They gathered up sticks and found barks to make boats, then set them a sail. Hey, look at mine! It really floats! When what at the edge of a lake should appear but a beautiful dove and two baby brown deers. Have you ever seen that, boys and girls?
Their eyes, how they twinkled. Their bobtails, so twitchy. Their legs were so slender, while Ricky was so itchy. Anybody starving? Ask him. It's time to eat. But Ricky wasn't hungry. He missed his mom a whole bunch. Counselor Kevin sat beside him and asked, "Are you okay?" "I want to go home," Rick told her. "I'm kind of nervous today." Kim smiled and said, "Hey, little cub, I'm nervous just like you. My very first cup. I'm away from home, too. Last night I tossed and I turned in my bed. I couldn't get my jitters out of my head." "Same here," said Ricky. "I really understand. So whatever you're nervous, just hold my hand." "It's the deal," said Kim. "And thanks for the talk. Could you help me carry and jump rope and talk?" For the rest of the week, Rick had only the fun. There were 3-legged race, but he and Kim won. He made a scrapbook and drum at the art and craft table. He starred in a play from an old Aesop table. Day camp ended on Friday. Oh, what a bummer. I want to go back for 2 weeks next summer. The end. Boys and girls, and I know that Darcella felt the same way, that sometimes it's very difficult to get started and be excited about some things, but you have a wonderful experience, and it's so much fun.
Yes, it is. It's very much fun.
And I know that some of you will probably be thinking the same thing when you're going away to camp. How is it going to be for me?
Yep, you will be scared, but at the same time, when you look around, you see other kids like you and boys and girls that are going through the same thing, and then before you know it, you'll make friends, and next thing you know, you're having so much fun, and you'll be looking forward to going again next summer.
Just like he was. Rick was feeling that same feeling.
Yes, he was, and he overcame it.
I wonder, are you sleepy yet, boys and girls? Do you think anyone's sleepy out there?
I think they are sleepy out there, Aunt Jules.
Let's hear if they can be. They can join in with the song and see if they can keep their mouth closed while the song is playing.
Let's see.
Hey, mate. You know why you go to bed at night? Because your bed won't come to you. Well, let's just sleep on it, shall we? I can't stop yawning, evening or morning. Once I start, I can't stop it. There's no one who can top it. I just open my mouth and drop it.
I can't stop yawning. The music I make. something to wake us up. The Mexican head dance. Perfect. Arriba, arriba. Whatever that means. Ay, ay, ay.
Yawning contagious. Let's be courageous. Join in the yawning chorus. Nobody will ignore us.
And yawning's so easy for us.
Ay, 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 ay. I can't stop yawning. The music we make does not keep us awake. And I can't stop yawning.
Oh, it's so hard to keep your eyes open and you're just trying to fight it.
Yes, it is. I'm having a hard time over here. I keep yawning. My eyes are barely open. Oh, my goodness. Is that, boys and girls, are you going through the same thing?
I think they're having the same type of, well, they may not see it as a problem, but I think they're trying to fight it. Because they don't want to dream and think of what happened during the whole day.
I think that's very true.
Because I know another person named Sheila Murphy. She wrote this song called I'll Take You Dreaming. So, boys and girls, and also, Marcella, do you think we should take them on the dream trail?
Yes, I think we should. Tickle, tickle.
And Jewel's Bedtime Stories on Blog Talk Radio.
Are you getting sleepy, Thursella?
Yes, I am. I'm just barely able to keep my eyes open. Oh, I'm fighting it.
I know this is the favorite time of all parents and Nana and Poppy. And Poppy has even gone to sleep. His glasses are falling off of his head already. And there's Aunt Brenda. Brenda is trying to stay awake, but she's dozing off, and so is Aunt Nene. So we definitely want to thank everyone, and before we close off and play our song, we want to say a happy birthday to a very special little girl that always listens to us, and her name is Casey. It's her birthday, and she's having a birthday party today.
Oh, yay! Happy birthday, Casey. Shall we sing?
Oh.
Happy birthday, Casey. Happy, happy birthday. Happy birthday, Casey. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Casey. Happy, happy birthday. Happy birthday, Casey. Oh, yeah. Feliz cumpleaños.
You can't forget the dog. Happy birthday.
Casey, happy birthday.
The boys and girls, thank you again for joining us and making your confidence grow because you have tried new things. And just like maybe you couldn't do it last year, but this year you're able to do it. Thank you so much for joining us and being able to do that.
Bye.
Of course, we want to be able to play the song that we usually always play in closing. And I thank you for our guests for being here and substituting for our usual co-host, Starfish. She's on the East Coast watching tennis. So thank you, Darcella, for joining us today.
No problem. Always glad to come.
Just like a star across my sky, just like an angel on the page, you have appeared to my life. Feel like I'll never be the same. Just like a song in my heart, just like oil on my hands, all to love you. Still I wonder why it is I don't argue like this with anyone but you. You do it all.
Once again, happy
you
birthday.
You got this look I can't describe. You made me feel I'm alive. When everything else is so fake, without a doubt you're on my side. Heaven has been away too long. Can't find the words to write this song. Oh, your love.
tonight, I know that you're the only one. I've been confused and in love talk. Now I understand. Yeah, just like an angel off the page. You have appeared to my life. Feel like I'll never be the same. Just like a song in my heart. Just like oil on my head.